Of to us.
Continued prayer.
You know, just I always tell
Heavenly
the kids,
Father,
when I teach this
as we come
stuff,
to this
says, you're reading a mystery
time
and you get impatient, what do you
our
do?
Nation's
look to the
history
end of the book.
With the
you're
transition
the end. See,
of power,
who did it? How's it going to turn out?
Tomorrow,
you can do that with the scriptures because it's
Lord,
given to us.
Many
now.
Of us who have
you go to Revelation
age among
and
us
that's what you read.
Transition
then I saw
again,
a new
again,
heaven
again.
A new earth and for the first heaven
and
first earth had passed away.
And
the sea was no more and I saw the holy city New
Lord,
Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. From God,
an amazing
as
thing
a bride adorned
that we
for her
be,
husband. That's
such
the goal.
A nation of order
that is the end result of all of
we
history.
Pray, O Lord,
raising
Lord,
up the Church of Christ,
the
one generation
United
after
States,
another,
that you
as
would
we're
continue
called
to
of
have
God
mercy upon
individually
her for her sins,
and
that you would
and practically
draw
in our
more
lives,
and more to repentance
Jesus
of those sins,
building.
That
the
you
bride
would
of Christ
cause
until
all
she is complete.
Of your people.
And
then
Revelation 21 goes on. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place
the
of God is with
of
man. And I want you to pay particular attention
well
to the next
as those
thing.
Who are coming in.
He will dwell with
that
them.
Pragmatism
and they will be
mere
his
politics
people.
Would not
and God
away.
Himself will be with
not
them
seek advantage,
as their God.
But Lord, that we return
I
to
I call this
being
God's wedding
principles
bow
and of
to
laws
his bride.
That would stand and
this
call
is something else. This is another evidence that unites all of the message of the scripture together. All of God's people are united under
to
Christ.
See a republic like
it's because this,
this
wedding vow
continue to
is repeated
and to get
again
stronger,
and again and again and again
grow weaker
all
at the hands of a dictator
scripture.
Or a king.
It starts in Genesis chapter
Father,
17.
That
that's the first time you hear
truly
it.
Be
I
a
will
lesson
be their
that
God,
draws more and
they
more
they will
unto
be my people.
And
this is repeated
your face,
again
and
again and
drawing
and
from
again,
the scriptures,
again,
the world
and
life
again,
view that
all through there
leads
is
to
one
such,
people of God
to such treatment.
And there is one purpose.
We ask your blessing.
And there is one
and we ask
end
it in
result.
Jesus' name. Amen.
The plan of God, of course, involves the covenant that God made with
well, I would like
persons,
to return this morning
of God
to our study in the book of Ephesians.
It reveals this clearly as well.
We stopped in
the
middle
Father,
of chapter
Son,
5,
Spirit,
which is Paul's lengthy teaching
redemption
of application.
It includes even the
and
fall
because
of man,
it's been several weeks
so that
since
we realized
left
that we
it,
cannot ever
it would
be
good
saviors
to
of ourselves.
Back up and read the
we
section from the beginning.
Be good enough
so let
for,
me
for God in
start
any event,
with
and we cannot be without
verse
Christ.
1 of chapter 5.
Even though all of
Ephesians
the
chapter
of the
5 verse 1
are
and I'll read through chapter
verse equal in power glory,
21.
Nonetheless,
this
is
the word
it
of God.
An intentional part of the relationship.
Therefore be
the
imitators of God as beloved children
to
and walk
the,
in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up
becoming
for us,
man
a fragrant offering
part
and
of
sacrifice
himself,
to God. But
and
sexual immorality and
death,
all impurity or covetousness
and then to
must not even be named
fully man
among you
and fully God
as is proper
forever.
Among saints.
That is part of that eternal
let there be no filthiness, no foolish talk, nor crude
Father.
Joking,
and so he commits to the
which
story
are out of
redemption
place,
in order to gain
but instead
that bride
let there be thanksgiving.
For the Son. Now, I've charted
for you
that
may be
out.
Sure
you've
of this,
seen this before.
That any everyone who is sexually
you know,
immoral or impure
like
or who is
that,
who is covetous,
that, you know,
that is an idolater,
the entirety of the
has
Bible
no inheritance in the kingdom
the
of Christ
bringing up, the raising
and
up
God.
Of that bride. And so the first thing it has
let
to
no one deceive you with empty words.
Desperate need
for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience.
Christ. And that's what
therefore
that's what
do not
up
become
Genesis
partners
1
with
Genesis
them.
3.
For at one time you were darkness,
failed,
but now you are light.
But that
in the
was
Lord.
Also in the plan of God. That
walk as children
of
light.
God. And then with
for
the
fruit
with
of
the
light
fall,
is found in all that is
eliminating
good
man
and
erasing
right
him from
and
the
true,
world, destroying his life.
And try to discern what is
that
pleasing
promise.
To the Lord.
And from then on,
take no part in
the
unfruitful works
of
darkness.
Every single
but instead expose them.
Lives by the
for
grace
it is shameful
of God.
Even to speak of the things that they
we
do
have
in
no
secret.
Deserving right.
But when anything
to
is exposed by the light,
being,
it becomes visible.
Grace
for anything that becomes visible
and
is light.
The whole plan, then, we call
therefore,
the covenant
it says,
of redemption.
Awake, O sleeper, and arise
covenant
from the
redemption
dead,
is
and
that
Christ
plan that God
will
makes
shine
among him
on you.
His, the three persons
look
of the
carefully
Trinity,
then how you
this
walk.
This is how things are going
not
to be.
Not as unwise, but as
and
wise.
And then the beginning is starts.
Making
Genesis
the best
starts
use of the time.
And everything
because the days are evil.
So that it can
therefore do not be
the
foolish,
the
but
story.
Understand what the will of the Lord
I tell
is.
Again,
and do not get drunk with wine,
stage.
For that is debauchery.
I showed you this.
but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another,
but everything from beginning to end has to be planned
in. The reading of God's word this morning.
There may be a door in the set that is not used until the end of Act 3. But it's got to be there from before the beginning.
Because now let's begin with a bit of review.
He's got to go through that door.
Paul's first three chapters in this letter are purposefully doctrinal.
Everything is in place.
Doctrinal teaching is important and not to be overlooked, because that is teaching us the why
of
our faith.
The same way. God's
what we hold to as believers, whether that involves
life,
our worldview, our routine, our daily tasks, or even the motivation for being willing to lay down our lives as martyrs for the faith.
Point in Genesis 3:15,
it is doctrine that teaches us how valuable
with the man and
precious
the woman,
and important.
We notice that he interrogates the man. He says, "What have you done?"
The message of the gospel,
because he's
is
made man to interact with him,
and why it makes
man
all the
woman
difference
are made in the
to
image
us
of God, and he made to interact with.
Now
him.
The last three chapters are intentionally
what have you done?
Application,
and then he comes to the woman.
It
and
teaches
he says,
us
is
the
this true.
He
interrogates
of living
the woman. He
the Christian
interacts
life.
With the woman
how we
because
are
she also
to
is
apply.
In the
the
but after
doctrines
to her,
of
he
the scriptures
and
how it changes the way we think,
how it changes the way we interact with the
how it changes the way we live our lives.
He has a lowly place.
Both are very important parts
but
of the gospel
of
message, because living
is
out
that
the truth
that makes all the
faithfully
difference to us. In
not
faith
only requires
it's not the,
trust in
it's
God's
not the beginning
word
of God's plan,
but also requires
it's the revelation of the plan
and self denial
for our hope.
And it is
the rest
both
of this life
that results in the joy.
It's called the Proto-Evangelia, which is a fancy word in Latin, I think. For
so we are first to come
first
to know the truth
of the gospel.
Realize how being called
and
of God
says to the serpent, I will put enmity between you and the woman
than the world,
and between your offspring and her offspring.
And then we conform our lives
your head
to
and
the
shall
truth
bruise his heel.
Which means we
this
learn
is,
to practice
when
the life.
Sin breaks
of
the relationship that God
now,
has
chapter 5
with
began
enmity is
with the charge and the encouragement of verse 1.
And that's why Adam and his
be
wife
be imitators of God
covered themselves
as beloved.
There's an
children
enmity now between God and man.
Now, as the Westminster Shorter Catechism tells us,
imitating God,
and God wants to know what the problem means
is
to reflect God's
he
moral
understands
character
the sin, and he needs
to live
to
by the principles.
But
and
as
the
soon
virtues
as God makes this pronouncement,
of the
says,
word of God
in
how we exercise
the enmity,
our wisdom
between me and you,
and our prudence.
And I'm going to put it between the woman
and how we strive for justice.
I'm going to put it between
goodness
her offspring and
truth.
His. In other words, the descendant of
and
the
and to
woman
leave the ways,
the priorities,
and the values of the
and
sinful
he
world
be the
behind.
One to destroy the serpent.
Seeing that the
so
same joy
the,
and fruitfulness
first promise of the gospel,
does not
as vague
come
and as mysterious as it is,
from pursuing
is
those
revelation
things
to us and hope.
And our motivation
for
to do this is
to
the
come
highest. We are not trying
and from
to
that
earn
point on
God's
those
favor
who live by faith.
Believers have already
promise,
been given that
one
favor
day that promised one will come.
We have already been adopted
so what do we find
into
the rest
family
of
God.
We find
our burden, then,
indications
brothers and sisters,
of this same
is light.
Again and again and again.
We live as children of God because, as Paul
renewals
says, we are
the first
dearly
one we come across
loved
is the covenant made with Noah. In,
when Paul continues this way later
now,
on in this chapter in Ephesians 5:25-27,
is that
Christ loved the church,
the
gave
flood
himself up for her,
mankind
that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water
and
with the word,
I'm going to wipe him
so
out,
that he might
God
present
says
the church to himself in
that all
splendor.
That all makes sense to us. We hear that. We agree.
Without
we
spot or wrinkle
flood
or
comes,
any such thing
spectacular
that she might
it
be
worldwide
holy
it destroys
without
everything
blemish.
Because there is to be no hope for those
then
who are
Paul gives us categories or charges.
It's very important that that
implication, by which
that
we may
implication
indeed
be
imitate God as
you know, some
our
people
father
debate about whether it was regional. And
the first
stuff
charge he gives us is that we are to walk in love.
No.
That's in verse
there
2.
Is the lesson we are learning.
We are to rid ourselves
no
of all the way that men in
the
world
the
walk in
God
hate. But sexual immorality,
thing about abuse the flood of one another, is that after the flood occurs,
impurity, and God, covetousness,
and Noah builds his altar and worships
crude
God,
joking.
All of these come God from a selfish and self-centered heart.
Sin in the heart of
a
man.
A worldly way of
still
thinking.
There.
A worldly way of doing.
It didn't do the job.
A worldly way of.
We
profit.
Thought it was to wipe out sin from the earth and start
Paul
all over again.
Paul expressed this category strictly in the
sin
negative.
Is in the heart
you
of
might
man.
Remember.
It's been
to
there
show
since
us just
since
how
the time
steeped
Adam fell.
In the world. He,
if that was what
our
this
own
fault,
thinking
the
had
for,
become,
it didn't
we
accomplish
think like
its purpose.
Everyone in the world
what
thinks,
was its purpose
and we have
then?
To change that. We
his
have to rid ourselves
was to demonstrate
and how hard that
God
struggle is
comes
truly
in judgment,
ahead of us in
it
being
will be thorough,
to rid our minds and our
no
hearts of those things
escape.
Because they just come so quickly.
So the only thing you can do is trust in
well secondly he says we are
God
to walk in the light
given and laid in
Jesus
in
says you
3,
are the light of the world
because when the water flood
let
waters
your light
come,
shine before
no
others so that they may see your good deeds
arc.
And give glory
and then,
to God your Father,
you know,
who is in heaven.
He says in Genesis
this means
9,
we no
I
longer
live
covenant with you
in
that
ignorance
never again shall
and
all flesh
in foolishness,
be cut off by the waters of the flood,
blindly
and
imitating
never
the world,
shall there be a flood to
believing
the
every
you
lie
know,
that the world tells us,
is not because
acting
he
and prioritizing according
feels like
to worldly
he, well,
lusts
up. I shouldn't have done that.
Desires, living,
saying that
functioning
kind of
out of
judgment,
fear of men.
Kind of absolute thorough judgment is a warning.
And as a result, only
that
receiving
there will be
the
another
unfruitfulness
time.
But
it
such
will be,
practices
it will,
of those
and it
actually
will be
thorough.
It will not
the
just
there,
you know, be physical. Like
instead,
the
we are to shine the light of the
but
gospel.
I'm not going to do this again as a
we
warning.
Are to promote rather than deny God's moral
mankind.
Character and the way He has
and
made
Peter
this a moral
about
world.
That in 2 Peter,
to no longer
3,
pretend that shameful
says,
things
deliberately
don't
overlook
matter.
The fact, he's saying all the people who challenge the
but promote
say, well,
instead that which is good. Right.
Overlook the fact that by the same word, the heavens and the earth that now exist.
And third, he says we are to walk
fire.
In wisdom.
There is going to be the
you
final
walk in
judgment.
Love, light, and now wisdom. Now, this is the category
it will
Paul spends the most time
for
on
any
here.
Outside.
And his teaching on wisdom
Christ.
Goes from chapter 5, verse 15,
so
all the way through
the
chapter 6, verse 9.
Judgment of God is
and then
the
Paul
Lord.
Breaks this category
without,
down
without
in five different subcategories.
Yes, that's why I
then
gave
you come
you
to covenant with Abraham.
So you don't
and
get lost.
This speaks about the fact
of
that
which
the,
we have
the
only looked at the first three
one
so
generation
far.
After another until we are all
first, he says
united.
To walk in wisdom means
and
to be understanding.
And in
look
and,
carefully
you know,
then
we,
how
we,
you walk, not as unwise,
Paul
but as wise.
In his speech in Acts
making the best use of the time,
to start
because
with
the days
this
are evil.
We see that he is
understand
talking exactly
or
that
as another
same
translation puts it. Find
he's not
out
saying, oh,
what the will of the
Abraham,
Lord is.
That was old school. You know,
do some study.
That's old
dig
Testament.
Into
We're
it.
In
find out what the
no,
will of the Lord
there
is.
A unity
it's by studying
of God's
the
plan and purpose.
He says,
that
I stand on trial because of my hope.
And with that understanding comes a new worldview.
And
with a new
to
perspective
my father's,
and view of the world, you
says,
act with
I am
a warning
of that
here,
line. I
that
am
the days are evil.
You must take that into account.
One people of God being
and knowing that.
Is
learn how to
even
profit
today.
Righteously.
And he says the gospel
the most
is
of the
time
climactical
that
declaration of God coming.
Second, he says we are to be filled with
that
the Spirit.
Vow. I
this
will
doesn't
be
mean
God
yielding
you
self-control.
Be
sometimes even Christians think.
So when
that's
we look
what
at
it means
the,
to be filled
the,
with the Spirit,
the covenant made
to
with
Adam, release all
with
self-control.
We naturally want
just
to
the
understand
opposite.
What Paul is getting at.
It means rather
unity.
Taking charge with your
and,
own mind
when,
and with your own flesh
12, says,
and exercising the spiritual discipline
you,
that God has given you to make
you,
the
I
days
will curse,
count.
And in you
all
the families
and discretion and prudence
will be blessed.
Being filled with the Spirit,
will prosper? Will
we were
be,
governed
will all their,
before,
all their
rather, being filled
and,
with the
you know,
Spirit.
Great.
We were but governed by,
as they
we
say,
were enslaved
you know,
to all number
just
of
have a great
things.
Time? No.
That
he
were foolish,
his
enticing,
out of the
and sensual,
and
temporary,
there
and all of which only resulted
tribe,
in stealing
tongue,
our time
God
away.
Will call his people from.
I've emphasized that before.
And gather
whenever
you
are preoccupied with sin, it steals
chapter,
the
you know,
time.
There's three major
all that
episodes
precious time
in
that you
Abraham's
have that you cannot get
life
back.
With God. There's chapter 12, the
and in
first
third,
call,
we are to be worshiping
15,
together.
The first establishment of the covenant.
We come together
and chapter 17.
To
look
worship
toward
the
heaven
Lord.
And number the stars
and
if you
doing
are able
so,
to number them.
We represent
and then he said
in this
to them,
one
so shall your
local
offspring
way.
Be. That's the promise of
the
church. The
gathering of all of the saints.
He said, it's
around
you may think that you're struggling because you don't
and now
have
we come to the fourth
a
way,
physical offspring yourself.
In which we are called
to
walk
to
in wisdom, and that is, he says in verse
more
21,
into the
submitting
body of
to one another
ever
out of reverence for Christ.
than in chapter 17. And you remember
now, the word Paul uses here, submit, is both clear and yet concerning
child
to
Ishmael.
Some.
And
the word in the Greek is patasso.
Ishmael be accepted by
not
you?
Picasso, the artist.
No,
patasso, like the potato.
Your offspring will be a child, not just
naturally.
And
it is both common
and, Sarah in a
and it is recognizable.
Way. He'll be a child.
Luke
of
uses
God.
The word to describe Jesus in his youth.
Those words are specifically chosen.
When he writes, "And the boy Jesus went down with his parents and came
and
to Nazareth,
not
Nazareth,
race,
and
not
was submissive
physical lineage we're
to
talking
them.
About."
It's not only did Jesus submit himself to the will of his Father in heaven,
and that's
but as a boy he submitted to his earthly parents.
And so he says, "Now that will have relevance
between
me and
you."
And after
his one,
his lapse of faith.
The word is also
Hagar,
used by Paul in Romans
then,
chapter 8.
Then he confronts Abraham
to talk
in Genesis
about
chapter
the
17,
condition of this fallen
and he
world.
Says, now to make sure
this
you
how
understand,
he puts it, for the creation was subjected
to
futility.
You can't break
not
God
willingly,
law by,
but because of
by
him who subjected it,
trying to get
in
a
hope
child
that the creation
with woman,
itself will be set free from its bondage
to
corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children
in
of God.
To that episode with Hagar.
In that exceptional verse, he's telling
this
us this world is not naturally meant to be
after
this
you,
way.
Not to demonstrate
this is not the way that the world is supposed to be.
Descendancy. That's the mistake.
In
the
fact, he says it is supernaturally cursed.
But a mark
that's
of
what we experience.
Fidelity.
That's why it's so hard for us to
fidelity
overcome.
To God and to
the futility and the bondage of
things.
Corruption is the enslavement.
Every male shall be
of
circumcised.
God's curse
he was
upon
8 days
us.
Old among you shall be.
And the use of patasso there speaks of our current condition
right
as sinful creatures.
It was a sign of maturity.
But as Paul teaches,
when a child
we live
up,
under that
old,
curse
old,
now.
Circumcised now, he's a man.
Trusting in the promise of God,
God
to deliver us
and
from
said, no,
that
for the
bondage.
Child before the child even makes a
in just the opposite way
of his own.
Patasso
is
used to describe the authority
the
given Jesus' apostles to show God's power over that curse.
That mark.
Remember, he sent them out
the
two
mark
by
two,
God
and
empowered them
will continue
supernaturally,
on
and they came back
from
excitedly reporting what they had experienced. And the 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us.
They have to
in your name
to understand what it means in Acts 15.
This speaks
15.
Of the command
the whole,
and the authority
picture of the unity
over demons
regarding the sign is one
given
that
to the apostles at that time
as one people from one dispensation
but as Jesus then
as
replied
say,
to
one
them,
era to the
merely
next
having
before the coming of the
authority.
Christ child that
is
mark
not
continues
an end unto
in
itself.
The physical way it's bloody it's a
nevertheless
sign
Jesus replied
the
do not rejoice in
his
this.
Own blood is a mark
that
of
the
God's
spirits
claim,
are subject to you.
And it is a call of
but
duty
rejoice
upon
that your name,
one who bears the
written,
mark that he is, he's got heaven. To answer to his own God. It's already.
And then
God
Patasso
is also
used by
mine,
Paul
answer,
to speak of the
up,
ultimate will and glory of God. He says in 1 Corinthians 15, when
race,
all things are subjected
on,
to Christ,
then
the Son himself will also be subjected to the Father who put all things in subjection under him. That
bloody,
God may be all
Christ's blood
in
is sufficient.
All. You see, that's an powerful
it's
thing.
It's a sign
to
of
remember.
Cleansing.
And although the triune persons God's of the Godhead
covenant
are
child,
equal
covenant
in power
children,
and glory,
but
the Son
a
remains eternally
promise,
submissive
in a way
to the will of
the
Father
the Jesus
in order
has come
that the plan of redemption may be complete
way
and
it
continue
no needs
even
be,
into eternity itself.
A sacrifice of blood.
And then baptism,
so the meaning
will, you know,
of the word
in the coming
of,
when, is clear.
When the bride is completely
but its implications
and assembled,
are concerning
then
to
the
some.
Mark of God, which is mentioned in Revelation.
To be subject
will be
to
on
someone
every single
or something
one of us.
Else.
You know, when we went back in the
70s,
you don't hear about this much anymore.
In our
back
modern
in the 70s,
American
one of the
culture,
jokes that used to go around was 666.
Because we prize ourselves
mark
in
of the
independence.
Used to hear a lot of that, you know,
in
I don't know where
freedom
that
of will.
And not but having
the mark
to
of the beast is mentioned several times in the book of Revelation. And so it was nobody likes to be told what they must
focus.
Do.
What nobody realized.
That attitude
that
appears very
God
early in all of our lives.
Is mentioned just as many times.
When we were very young children, we didn't want anyone
own.
Else telling
is
us what to do. And we would
there.
Rebel. And we would cry.
And you are one
and
or
we
the
would
other.
Throw a tantrum. When we were not
mark,
strong enough to get our way.
You have the mark of the beast on you. Or you have the mark of Christ.
Learning submission as a child is a painful experience
so that,
for the whole family.
To where that goes. The same
but
thing
it results
goes for
in the blessing.
The other sacrament that doesn't get as much argument within
obedience.
The church. You know, some people like to say, "Well, no,
learning,
baptism
submission
shouldn't be given to infants of believers.
Is growing.
Wait until they make a profession of
in
faith.
Maturity."
You know? And there's others that baptize according to the promise of Abraham, and that's
now
that's
some
how
grow into
know,
adulthood.
But nobody seems to argue
without
about
ever
the
learning
between Passover and the Lord's Supper.
And they continue to hold that kind of rebellious attitude,
but that
regarding anyone
who
might appear to them to be an authority figure, whether that be parents or teachers or employers or policemen or even judges at law.
And then now I like to throw
and
this.
When grown adults act the same way toward authority as they did
the
when they were children,
the third sacrament.
It does not command respect from others.
And I agree with him. Right?
It only appears evident
you know,
to other people
in the Old Testament
that such people remain enslaved to their own
declaration
immaturity,
of the climax
own
of all of history
will.
In the resurrection of Christ. It was the
but
only thing
God,
that could ever change.
Brothers and
the
sisters.
Fourth
is a and God of order.
And it's very clearly laid out in the Gospels, you know.
And he calls
on
upon
the first
his
day
people
of the
to
week,
be a
every
people
single
of
one
of order.
You know, there's a debate
and a people
raging
of structure
in theological circles.
Structures
debate,
of authority. Which day
are given
Jesus
by God and they
crucified?
Appear in
was
all phases of our society and culture.
You know, people go back and forth.
And they are good and they are necessary.
And,
for civilization
and
to function.
It's not clearly told us in the Gospels.
How safe
what
would
day
you be
driving your car
that Jesus was crucified?
If another driver
but
would not submit to the rules of the road,
tell us when he was resurrected.
You know, think about that when I drive down Wheel Road. We pass
four.
Each other
very
just
clear.
Feet away going
so
45,
I,
50
I
miles
like
an hour.
To stress that.
I trust that other driver to submit
then comes the covenant
to the rules
Moses.
Of the road.
And you have to remember that
if another driver won't submit to the rules of the road, whether that be his speed
primarily,
or the side of the road he drives on
primarily,
or how he regards me when I am in his way,
we have a moral God and God's moral creation.
I don't think I drive
anymore to that God.
Where would any
safety,
where would any peace, where would any justice
be
given? It is not given
if there was
no
authority
governing society to which we could appeal.
You know, Moses. Call it gets the people.
It is not
they
just in
the,
recent times.
Egypt,
brothers and
they
sisters.
Go through the Red Sea, they wander, they get up to Mount Sinai.
But during the entire history of the United
Moses
States, which is, I'm afraid,
Sinai,
replete
he's bringing the
with examples
of the law,
in political circles,
says,
particularly.
This is the ethical
the system
code
of laws which
that
are so
we
well
are
constructed, constructed are so readily manipulated.
He doesn't say this
to persecute,
is the way to
even
be
eliminate
saved.
A political opponent.
He says, this is the code
where
that
would
God
you
would
be
have his people live by.
If ours was
and
not
so right
truly
away,
a nation
the ethical
of
code
laws.
Of God, the Ten Commandments,
if deceit
is,
and violence
forms
and
our
thievery
world
and abuse
view.
Were to become commonplace and routine
now
in
all
your
believers
life,
look at the world
and
through
you
the eyes
to
the interpretation of what is right and what is wrong.
To speak of contemporary times,
we don't ever have to debate
we have
what
seen
is right
that
and
without an objective sense of
now
structure,
we know completely.
Legitimate
been
authority,
there, but the ethical
is
summation is given
and its power
at the
even
beginning
removed.
Of the creation,
and as a result, crime
of
increases
God's people.
And violence is overlooked.
Politicians
culture
can,
and society
deteriorate
back and forth.
Nations,
when such structure
can
is objected
vote
to
on making changes ethically in their laws.
Simply because a bad
example
becomes sensationalized, or because the attitude of a rebellious people gains momentum.
Abortion on demand is okay.
It is celebrated as a liberation, a freedom from oppression, even though the long-term implications are rarely sometimes things people ever think about.
That's why this whole episode, this whole issue continues to rage.
All are concerned with.
It's just man shaking his fist against God, saying,
"The city of Baltimore right now
submit
is reeling.
I will call my own.
With the long-term implications
what is right
that have come to the residents of that city because the laws were canceled regarding prosecution of minors.
Judgment will be complete."
And the authority by which they
so
are held accountable
Moses
has
not
been
just,
downgraded.
No, just an establishment of law.
It was
as
thought
as
that minors should not
Israelites
be subject to the law
God,
because they're
God,
minors.
Rescued by God, given the mark of
but
God's
now
ownership.
Crime in that city has
fed in the wilderness,
and minors
giving,
attack
being given
the structure
a
of society.
Land. No,
with
now you have
no consideration
to, earn your keep
to the destruction they're causing.
That's what some people think.
And no concern or fear for the consequences that might come back to them.
It's always by grace.
So what does the word submit mean here in Ephesians 5, 21?
Ethical direction. This gives us our perspective.
Primary thing, how we view this means to us.
How we view ourselves. How we view our families. How we understand our relations one with another. How we interact.
You cannot have community.
What is good and righteous.
Without structure.
And true. It's by the moral.
And you cannot have structure
in the Ten Commandments.
Without authority. That's the primary reason why
we come to
some
David.
Christians
today David is the king
will give up
that
on
God
worshiping
up with
and anointed
at, to take the place of Saul.
They do not think that community is necessary.
And he becomes,
they cannot appreciate
the
structure. They will not submit to authority.
Even before
they will complain,
crowned,
oh, the leadership
Samuel
is wrong.
The prophet declares David
and at times,
to be a man
I'm afraid
after
there
God's
can be a case
heart.
To be made for that. Leadership
Very
is not perfect.
Statement.
Leadership makes
that,
mistakes.
Such, that compliment, that
but without
praise,
structure,
that, whatever you want to call it, there is
no way of correcting those mistakes.
In all of the life of David. In the life,
and correcting error can only be
done. From
the very
beginning, he is called a man
when there is structure.
By God's own heart. And the model that we
instead,
follow
the Lord
in the story
calls
of David's
his
life
people
seems to
community.
To depict that.
If living our
he
lives as
up,
believers was just a matter
humble,
of satisfying ourselves,
he is battle fierce,
he of
is
not having to put others above ourselves,
he is,
of not caring about or supporting
friendship.
And encouraging
he's,
one
he
another.
He seems like the perfect man.
The Lord would not call
and
us
becomes,
to community.
He is crowned king of
is
Judah
that going
to
be easy
and then
to answer the Lord's
Israel
call
to
community?
North. You could answer
and
that better than
the
I could. You're the
church.
He comes and he takes Jerusalem.
No, because we are
a pagan city,
sinful creatures.
Which is just next door to the little town
human
Bethlehem
beings.
Where
we're
he
all
was
struggling
born.
To grow.
And he makes this his
but
capital
honoring
city.
Christ, loving
and,
him with all of our heart
is,
and with all of our soul
the crest
and with all of our mind
real.
Also means sense
working at
service struggling with forgiving one another, being forgiven by one another, and doing our best
palace.
To love one another,
it's the,
even as Christ loved
you know,
us.
This is the fruit
yes, we
of
are
God's blessing upon
work.
His people. And then he says, well, the next thing I need to do.
You remember Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan?
And he reaches out to
he
Nathan
came because
his
a lawyer
prophet.
Came up to him asking him that
and
standard
says,
question
Nathan,
skeptics would always ask
I wanna
him.
Build,
you know,
I want to build a house
what must
of
I
God?
Do to inherit
do
eternal life, oh great
Nathan
teacher?
Said, without asking the Lord, Nathan
what he really
says,
wanted
sure,
to know,
go for
of course,
it.
Was what's the minimum?
That very night, the Lord appears
precisely
to
how little do I have to do
says,
with
you know, you really
someone
screwed
else?
That up.
Do I have to live in community?
That's not what I'm, that's
do
not
I have
my
to
intention.
Forgive and
goal.
To strive to love one another? Or can
fact,
I just distance myself at my own
I
convenience
think it's Nathan here
and pleasure?
Speaking. He comes,
if I must
he
love my neighbor, just who then is my neighbor?
A real,
give me a definition.
A real happy time for Nathan to come before the king.
And in response,
and
Jesus
him
told him the parable
wrong.
Of the Good Samaritan.
But that's what he does.
You
he
know
says,
how
the
that
Lord
goes.
Declares
to
you that
to
the Lord
you
will make you a house.
Community
I will
requires
make you. What in the world is he talking
service.
About?
Service.
He's got his palace.
It requires sacrifice.
God
that's
will
the
make
lesson
you
of that
a
parable.
House. What in the world is that?
And that is what defines
I will raise up your
submission.
Offspring after you.
In the church
the house
of Christ.
That he's talking about is not going to be a house made with
no,
hands.
Let me take you over to Luke chapter 22,
which is, and this is completely
the time
understood much later.
And the
Stephen,
apostles are arguing
his
over
last
superiority.
Speech
who's the
before
best?
He is stoned to death.
Who's
says
the top dog
the same
here?
Thing.
He says, whoever is the greatest calls the shots.
To live in a house made
everyone
with
else
hands.
Has to do what they say.
That temple
you remember
is still
how
there.
Jesus answered them?
He said, that's not God's house.
The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them.
One of his own defenses will
and
say
those
the same
in authority
thing.
Over them
be,
are called benefactors.
House made with hands.
But not
the house made
so
with hands is
with
not
you.
God's eternal dwelling. It's his people.
Rather, let the greatest among
the people
you
of God
become
are
as
his
the youngest.
And
the
so
leader
he says, I will raise up your offspring
as
after
one
you,
who
I will
serves.
Establish his kingdom. There is going to be one who
it's hard
will
enough,
build
just absorbing
my house.
That command,
that's Jesus.
Isn't it?
It's not,
now, Jesus did
not
use
son
the word
Solomon.
Submit
it's
in those verses.
Talking about.
But he didn't use the word lordship.
For in my name.
And by doing so, he's teaching us lordship.
And he thought, oh, okay, it's going to go to Solomon. So he gave Solomon his plans and
of godly authority,
his wish list, and he said, go to it.
Submission in the church does not mean to be under someone else's throne.
I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
The leader is to be the one who serves.
So Solomon died, his son took over.
But also notice this.
And that's what split the monarchy.
Jesus did not get rid of structure in the church.
We don't trace Solomon's line.
He did not respond to their foolish arguments about who was best. He did not say, no one's to take the lead. You're all equal.
He commits iniquity. I will discipline him with a rod of men, with the stripes of the sons of men.
Instead, he said, let the true leader of the church have a spirit.
Prophetic language to speak of the
of service,
Jesus, not to other people. Solomon. Solomon never endured anything like that.
And the opposite of that is also true.
The stripes that we were that should have come to
let those who submit to leadership do so with thankfulness.
And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure
at the opportunity of being served themselves.
The temple fell. The temple was destroyed.
You know, sometimes those who have loved others and have given so much to others
and tore it down
and have served all of the time
that
that one was destroyed. They can come up against a time in their own lives and they find it very difficult to be served by other people. They've always been servants, and it's so uncomfortable for them to be served.
Your throne shall be established.
But that is also what the Lord expects.
Now then you come to Jeremiah 31, which has to be one of the last
account of the
vestiges
Last Supper.
Of you remember Jesus got up,
put a towel around his waist,
this
started
chapter
washing
and
disciples'
these
feet.
Are hard
you remember?
To interpret.
Came to Peter.
We wish
remember what happened?
Because, you know,
Jesus commenced to wash his feet, and Jesus, Peter
between the old
refused him. You shall never wash my feet.
I come back to what
feet,
the Westminster Westminster Confession says. That we should always interpret
Jesus
the
did not stop
from
and honor Peter for his opinion
Genesis,
and his will.
Jeremiah
sure, okay,
you
whatever.
Can go anywhere you want,
going to somebody else.
But if you come from,
remember what he said.
The clearer
to Peter?
Speak, the clearer writings of the Old
if
Testament.
You, if
Jeremiah,
I do not
Jeremiah
wash
31,
you
will see things differently. Let me just show you what
you
I mean.
Have no share. With
first of all, the whole focus starts
that is harsh.
In with for thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for
you,
Jacob,
I do not
and raise
you,
shouts for the chief of the
you
nations.
You have no share with me.
That's also rather prophetic.
Peter
kind
must
of language,
submit
of the nation,
to Jesus
one nation or one person,
and to his service.
Proclaim, give praise, and
or
say,
else he cannot
O Lord,
be a part
save
of the
your people, the remnant of Israel.
We must do both. Brothers and sisters,
what
we
is
must
the remnant
serve,
of Israel,
and
the
we
Old
must
Testament
submit,
speaks of the remnant of Israel.
Or else we
it's so
have no
small
share with Christ.
The prophets say it's like the
every
piece of
Christian
ear,
is called to be a part of the one body
part
of Christ.
Of the tail of an animal. That's all.
If you do not serve,
it's left.
You do not wish to be served.
Remember the
you are
the
not
few
obedient.
In that
you're not submitting
that got
to
into
the
ark.
For
we
all
must
mankind,
submit to one another.
The representation of the
out of
remnant
obedience
of Israel
not,
to Christ.
Not all Israelites are going to.
Let's pray
are going to have claim to
Father
the
in heaven,
God.
We all come from that same direction. We all come out of a life.
And behold, the days are coming, declares
that was
the Lord,
self-sufficient,
when I will make a new covenant.
That was always wanting to
now,
be independent.
If we say new covenant,
perhaps even
you know,
private,
some would say brand new,
not wanting others
obviously
to get involved
brand new
in our lives.
You could also say a renewing
not wanting to trouble other
of
people.
The covenant.
Just simply wanting to
and,
live our own
yeah,
lives
probably
thank
you
very
would
much.
Be interpreted both ways. But
and
it
Lord,
goes on.
You have called us a
out
new
of covenant
that.
With the house of Israel and the house
you
of
have
Judah.
Called us to
specifically
to one
speaking of the dividing of the of those
to love,
two groups,
to care,
you know,
to follow,
the
to walk
monarchy,
alongside, to
just
encourage,
adds to a little
to
more
teach,
confusion,
to be led by authority,
not figures. Like the covenant I made with their fathers on the day when
and
I
to
took them
to
by
them.
The hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt.
Father in heaven,
what was the covenant
teach us
then?
How this works.
We don't know.
Let us see
we don't know
more
what he's
and more
about.
Precious
we're talking
examples
about specific,
of your
separate covenant
powerful
in the Old
spiritual
Testament.
Work among
there's no
us.
Record of such a covenant. All we know is
help
that God
us,
told
Father,
Moses to go
honor
and get them.
You.
So there must be a broader picture in
Jesus'
mind
name
here.
We pray. Amen.
A covenant that they broke. When did they break it? How many times did they break it? Let's see. Did they break it when they grumbled in the desert? Did they break it when they ran away from Jericho? Did they break it when they complained about this, that, and the other. How many times? I mean, the whole history of Israel is about their complaining. It was constant. So when did they break the covenant? But then we reminded here the He says, though I was their husband. When did God declare himself a husband to his people? Back in Genesis 17, I will be your God and you will be my people. Tying the whole of God's people together in this glorious unity, declares the Lord. So, okay, we're confused a little bit about what it means to make a new covenant with that, specifically with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Not like the covenant I made with their fathers. We don't know what that's talking about. But it does remind us of what Isaiah says in Isaiah 50, verse 1. This throws an even more bizarre turn in it. Thus says the Lord, where is your mother's certificate of divorce? That's what happened in the exile in reality. God divorced himself from his people and sent them into exile. That's what the judgment of God was against his covenant people. Where is your mother's certificate of divorce with which I sent her away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities you were sold, and for your transgressions your mother was sent away. Then we come back to Genesis chapter 31. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel, just the house of Israel now. The northern ones, the ones who were scattered and disappeared. After these days, declare the Lord, I will put my law within them and I will write it on their hearts. And, you know, we would say from our perspective, not for the first time, just covenant renewal. That's what we're starting over again with this. And in that sense, I think he's probably speaking about Pentecost myself. And I will be their God, and they will be my people. Renewing that wedding vow again. This is my plan and purpose. You cannot thwart it by rebellion. I will have my people. And then he says, and no longer shall each teach his neighbor and each brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me. Is that the case today? No. So this prophecy is yet to be completely explained and unfolded for us. And so we don't want to lay all of our bets on this one chapter. And we want to be able to see it from the various perspectives. And of course it does, we will do that. We'll bring in what we want it to say and we'll see, it says it here. And both sides can say the same thing. And then we come to the New Testament where we're reminded that this true people are not forgotten. Romans chapter 9, for not all are descended from Israel belong to Israel. That just reminds us that it is always by God's election that God's people are brought in. Ishmael was not allowed, even though he was given the mark of the covenant, he was not one of God's people. The child of the promise was God, was Isaac. And Paul just simply reminds us of that. Why would a New Testament believer, if the Old Testament and Israel didn't matter at all, if it was all by law before, but now by grace, why would he even say this? What purpose does such a verse have? It has no purpose. And we would say, well, no, it's only by belief. It's only by being saved through faith. And then Galatians 3:29, you hear this from me a lot when we have infant baptisms. If you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring. Why would a Christian care if he was to? Why would a Christian want to be known as an offspring of Abraham? What difference would that make? No, I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. He connects us deliberately to Abraham because he wants us to understand that singular purpose, that singular bride of Christ, that is unfolding one day after the other. All right, well, that's all the plan and the promise. And like I said, we in the blink of a historical eye, the life and the death and the resurrection and the ascension of Jesus takes place. And because my focus is going to be on Acts and Paul, that's we're going to just blink our eyes and all of a sudden it's gone. What's left? Now we're going to study what's left from the scriptures, But before we get to that, I thought you'd be interested to see how the rest of the world responds to this. Flavius Josephus, a Jewish historian, people have sometimes brought great criticism to Josephus personally because apparently he was a jerk. But I don't think that you can dismiss his writing. His antiquities are in depth and very clear, and I don't think they are to be dismissed easily. And this is what he says. He says, about this time, namely after the altercation between Pilate and the Jews over using temple funds for the building of an aqueduct in Jerusalem, arose Jesus, a wise man, if indeed it be right to call him a man, for he was a doer of marvelous deeds and a teacher of men who gladly received the truth. He drew to himself many persons, both of Jews and also of Gentiles. He was the Christ. And when Pilate, upon the indictment of the leading men among us, had condemned him to the cross, those who had loved him at the first did not cease to do so, for he appeared to them alive on the third day. Not maybe, not if, not reported. The godly prophets, having foretold these and 10,000 other wonderful things about him. 10,000 other wonderful things. Now, that may be a little exaggeration, but still, that shows a profound grasp of what the Old Testament really does say. And even to this day, the race of Christians who are named from him has not died out. That's 93 AD. That's the time John the Apostle died, after he had written Revelation. In another passage, James, the minister of the church in Jerusalem, is referred to the brother of Jesus, the so-called Christ. Now that might be, you know, his way of dismissing it, you might say, or it could be, people say he's Christ. Who am I to judge? You know, it's hard to know what is in his mind. Then there's the Babylonian Talmud. The Babylonian Talmud is the interpretation of the law of God written from the exile in Babylon, but it is added to a generation after generation and was compiled finally in its finished form in the 5th century AD. So this is 400 or 500 years after the time of Christ. And it's very obtuse in its record of this, but it does record a Jesus called Ben Pandera, born out of wedlock, mother being seduced by a paramour named Pandera. People say that's a soldier. He learned magic in Egypt. When was he in Egypt? As a baby. And tricks of deception, calls himself God. Guess they all do, right? Tried by the Sanhedrin as a deceiver and a teacher of apostasy, executed on the eve of the Passover. That feeds one side of the argument, you know, about whether he was crucified on Thursday or Friday. Either by crucifixion or by stoning and then hung. And he had 5 disciples, and the only one we can really make out is Matthei. The others are really confusing. But anyway, historical record, 5 centuries after the time of Christ. A little earlier, in 61 to 113 AD, was Pliny the Younger. He is the imperial magistrate writing to Trajan. That's his superior. And he's saying, what do I do with these Christians? He's complaining. He's saying they're bothersome. What do I do with these people? And he states, in kind of an answer to Trajan, he says, well, what are they doing? And so Pliny says, he states that they are accustomed to assemble together regularly on a certain day and to sing responsively a hymn to Christ as if to be a god. That's a problem? Why is Pliny bent out of shape by these people? And why is he writing for advice about this? I mean, what? Oh, we're sorry. Maybe they should run a few red lights. Then they'll fit in like everybody else. Tacitus, a little bit later in his annals, his own historical records, He describes the persecution of Christians at Rome. This is where we get our history of Nero. We all know what Nero did to the Christians. Well, this is where we get it. He relates that Nero, disturbed by a rumor accusing him of having deliberately started the great fire that destroyed half the city of Rome in AD 64, tried to throw the blame for the catastrophe on the Christians, and he delivered them up to the most appalling tortures, such as having them dipped in tar and then setting them on fire to illuminate his racetrack at night, or turning ferocious animals upon them in the amphitheater. Their name, Tacitus adds, comes from Christus, who in the reign of Tiberius as emperor was condemned to death by the procurator Pontius Pilate. Historically accurate, just like Luke, we might add. And then Suetonius, this is the last of them. Suetonius lived from 70 to 160 AD, and he writes the lives of the 12 Caesars, where we get the historical reference to the 12 Caesars, and even the books and the videos that are portrayed. The 12 Caesars comes from Suetonius. Then he writes, Nero inflicted punishments on the Christians, a sect which professes a new and mischievous superstition. In the section concerning the Emperor Claudius, he makes reference to the expulsion from Rome of the Jews who had been continually stirring up trouble under the influence of Crestus. All of this speaks of the historicity of Jesus. You know, you remember, you know this, when anybody challenges the historicity of Jesus, saying, well, he was just a myth, it was just a story he raised up. His influence was significant to the point where it disturbed even those powers that be. Writing like Pliny did, what do I do with these people? Or Nero, who wanted to stamp them out to his own pleasure and his own fear. Christians were a force to be reckoned with because Jesus was true and he lived and he died and he rose again and he ascended into heaven. Okay, next week, Lord willing, we pick it up after Jesus' ascension. Let's pray. Father, I thank you very much for the patience of these people, and I pray, Lord, that you would bless us in our continued study. Thank you for it, and we ask that you would continue to instill in us the vision for God's people and the wonderful blessing it is to receive the wedding vow of yourself, that you will be our God. And we will be your people, your singular people, your bride, forever and ever. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.